Hey friends, thanks for joining me for another episode of Podcasting with Aaron. This one's number 87, How to Stop Procrastinating and Start Podcasting. So this week's topic is procrastination. Comes from a question from Chris B on Twitter. Can you talk about procrastinating on doing a podcast? Yes, I can. But first, I want to give a big thank you to DYork55 for the kind 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. DYork wrote, "Big fan, super excited to hear you're back. I used to listen to pretty much every episode of the podcast, dude, back when I was in the early process of launching my own podcast, The C-Town Funk. Since then, I've managed to avoid contracting COVID. Great work. But I was definitely stricken by pod fading, from which I'm hoping I've now finally recovered from." Oh, I see what you did there. Thanks for the review, DYork. Sounds like you've been procrastinating too. So let's talk about it. This episode is a space to just visit this topic, and I want to discuss it for a few minutes. So I think the important question to start with to ask yourself is, why are you procrastinating? This is an important question, and it is worth spending a little bit of time thinking about, spending a little bit of time reflecting on, spending a little bit of time writing about as well, because it could be a few different things. You know, my parents always used to say, "Oh, Aaron, you procrastinate," like it was a bad thing. But really, I think when it comes down to it, what procrastination really is, it means that you've decided that something else is more important. So the question is, what have you decided is more important than your podcast? Is there something that you're doing or something that you should be doing that's more important? Maybe a podcast isn't what you're actually supposed to be focusing on right now. And that's okay. You can always set aside podcasting and come back to it at a later point in your life. You know, there's seasons for everything. Might not be the right time to podcast. I personally would suggest prioritizing sleep and rest, exercise, time with family and friends, and time to address any major issues or distractions in your life before you invest time in podcasting. Basically, get your shit together first before you spend time and energy on a podcast. Make sure that you're in a good place physically and mentally. It's very hard to create and share something with the world if you're overwhelmed, stressed out, exhausted, or distracted. It's not impossible, and granted, some great work and some great art has come from bad situations, but it's difficult. And this ties into, I forget who asked me, someone in the comments on my last YouTube video asked me, "Aaron, you know, what have you been doing? Why have you been procrastinating?" So the main reasons I procrastinated on podcasting from, let's say, the end of, what was it, 20, did I stop in 2016 or 2017? 2016? Yeah. So for a while, it was because I wanted to focus on producing my courses, and I did that, but then I finished that, and I kept procrastinating. I was prioritizing, I wrote the wrong things, but maybe I could just say, well, yeah, the wrong things. I was prioritizing different things and a lot of the wrong things. Like, I just spent too much time drinking and getting high. Like, that was the thing that I did between 2018 and 2020. And those were the wrong things. I was not prioritizing exercise, sleep, time with family and friends. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I don't want to go too much into it, but basically I was burned out. I was stressed out. I was anxious. I had a lot of negative mental energy that instead of addressing, I was trying to numb. And that meant that I wasn't in a good place to produce stuff like a podcast or videos for the world. And also I was scared that what I was making wasn't good enough. And we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. So maybe the reason you're procrastinating is that you don't know what you need to do next. And this is pretty common. I found it's something I've come up against in work, with the work that I do. If I'm procrastinating on something, it's usually because I don't have a clear idea of what the next step is or what needs to be done next. So what often helps with this is to create some space, mental, physical, whatever, create a little bit of time and think about what the next step is. Write a to-do list with action steps. Make it actionable. I'm going to do this thing, you know, and make it as detailed as possible, but give yourself a time limit if you're one of those people that tends to kind of just like get lost in making to-do lists or thinking about what you're supposed to be doing. But maybe you know what you need to do next, but you haven't decided when you're going to do it. right? So you need to really make progress and be productive. I think you need to have two things. You need to know what you need to do next, and you need to know when you're going to do it. Once you know what the next steps are, you need to decide when you're going to work on them. And I found it really helpful to pair actions together until they kind of become a habit, a routine. And this is commonly called habit stacking. And I've got a helpful article that I'll link to at the end of this episode or here in a little bit. Anyways, for example, habit stacking. Every day after I wake up now, I do yoga for at least 20 minutes. And after yoga, I make coffee. As soon as the coffee's done, I take my dogs for a walk down to the lake. I do those three things every single morning without fail. I've missed 2 days in the past 4 months, I think. And those were basically Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving because my brother was visiting and my routine was kind of just off. And that's okay. But it's made it really easy for me to do yoga every day, to take the dogs for a walk, two things that are great for my mental state and my productivity and energy and just feeling good. And that leads to me being more productive at work, me being happier, just better quality of life overall. So habit stacking, you know, try this with your podcast production. Just for one additional example, after I'm done recording and publishing this video, I'm going to be going on a long bike ride. As soon as I'm done with that bike ride, I'm going to go to my friend's house and watch the latest episode of The Mandalorian. That's like my Saturday thing now. And it makes it easy for me to produce a show because I know it's like, do the show, then you do the bike ride, then you watch The Mandalorian. Something to look forward to. I just know that I'm going to do it. So try it for yourself. Habit stacking. Okay, up next. Maybe you've decided when you're going to do it, when you're going to podcast, but then something else came up that felt more important. So there's two questions here I think are important to consider if you find yourself just feeling like it's not that important to make your podcast. The two questions are, and these are like the two questions I always come back to when it comes to podcasting. One, what do you hope to get out of the podcast? What do you want to get out of the podcast? And then two, what do you want the listeners to get out of the podcast? So take those two questions, write them down, spend a few minutes writing them, thinking about them, because I think it's really important to come up with really good answers to these questions. If you don't have a clear and concise and compelling answer to both of these questions, it's going to be very easy for you to make something else a priority. Podcasting has to feel important. Podcasting has to feel like it matters. If it doesn't, your brain's going to go, oh, there's something that's more important. It's very easy for you to find something else that's more important than podcasting. So you have to get really clear on your why. So procrastination, maybe you tried and you didn't like the results that you got, so you gave up. Now the problem here is that it's really easy to talk about or to think about having a podcast. It's much easier and safer than actually doing it, creating something, putting it out there, seeing what happens. Making a podcast will take you time. It'll cost you time and money and effort. And our brains try to do as little work as possible. Since podcasting is work, your brain's going to try to keep you from expending that energy. It's a survival thing. You might also struggle with a voice inside your head that's doubting your ability to succeed. And this is what I struggled with for a long time. And I still do. You know, this voice in your head goes, well, what if nobody likes it? What if nobody listens? What if you're no good? You know, there's plenty of people out there that are smarter and better looking than you. Why are you even going to bother? What if you waste your time? What if people make fun of you? What if you make a mistake or say something stupid or say something that's incorrect and somebody calls you out? This is normal. It is normal to have these doubts and fears. Everyone has them. It's okay. It's easy to let these fears keep you from making a podcast, but you have to acknowledge them and move past them, let them go. It doesn't matter that much. Forget about making it perfect. Focus on making it, doing the best you can right now, and improving as you go. So I was thinking about this in the shower earlier, and I've been trying to come up with a good analogy all week, and I think I got a good one. If I remember, I can't remember the name of the woman who gave a talk. It was at a conference I was at. Katie Hunt, Katie Hill, Katie. I think it was Katie Hunt. Anyways, the idea and the analogy that I really like is you might be thinking about making a podcast right now, kind of like someone told you to bake a cake. All right. So you're going to bake a cake and then you're going to present it to judges. And basically, it's your job to make this cake as good as possible. If these people don't like it, then you get fired and eventually you're homeless and you die. Like, sometimes that's what podcasting can feel like. And I don't think that's the right way to think about it. Instead, you should think about it as you're throwing a dinner party. Maybe once a week, you're going to throw a dinner party, you're going to invite some friends, and hopefully some people come and show up and like what you create. You know, maybe you're baking a pizza or making some steak or making some vegan food, whatever. You're going to show up and put in effort, and you hope people will also show up and enjoy it. And sometimes there might be a few people more than the last time. But if you focus on one consistency, so making sure you show up every week, other people know it's going to happen every week, and also making it as good as possible. So thinking about ways that you can improve, starting conversations. What do you like about this thing? You know, how could I make it better? Making changes, making upgrades as you go, week after week after week. And maybe eventually, like, the whole entire town knows about these dinners and everybody wants to come, and you have to open up a restaurant and you end up being rich and famous because of your restaurant. It's not going to happen in the first, I don't know, month, 6 months, year, 2 years, 5 years. It could take a long time, but focus on showing up and building rather than this, like, pass or fail kind of mentality that I think a lot of people have, especially when you're getting started. There's no one who is going to fire you from your job if you don't make the most awesome podcast in the world, unless your job is making podcasts, which I'm assuming if you're watching this right now, it's not your job. So forget about making it perfect. Set some realistic expectations. Now, I know it's good to set big goals, but let's try to be realistic about what you can accomplish. What you can accomplish today or this week or maybe this month. You probably got, like, all these big expectations about podcasting. Thousands of listeners, you know, hundreds of thousands of downloads, sponsors, getting famous, rich and famous, like talking at conferences, all this stuff that you want to happen. Put that stuff aside for right now. What can you invest in your show right now? Like, what can you do this week? If you're working a full-time job and have a family to take care of, you'll need to be very focused and very honest about how much time and effort you can actually invest in the show every week. Maybe you can only devote 2 hours to recording and publishing the show once a week on Saturdays. What can you finish in 2 hours? And I'm using 2 hours as an example because that's basically what I've chosen to set as the limit for what I'm doing with the show. Truthfully, I wish that I could write, like, these basically epic, like, super long, detailed, really well-researched, very helpful podcast episodes. And I used to feel like nothing less than amazing and incredible would be worth anything. And that kept me from actually producing what you're seeing now, what you're watching and listening to right now. It kept me from producing anything for a long time. So I said, you know, a couple weeks ago, I said, forget that. What are my reasons for making the show? What do I want? What are the goals? And then how much time can I actually devote to this? And I made the commitment. I was like, all right, I will commit to doing it once a week. I will pick a topic once a week in advance, because what that does is it forces my brain to be thinking about that topic and considering it throughout the week. Maybe I'll write some notes down here or there. But once a week, I will sit down and I will record something that's less than 30 minutes, because I know if I go much longer than 30 minutes, editing can take longer, can get tiring, can feel overwhelming. I purposely limited the scope of what I'm going to create in order to consistently create it. And maybe I'll add more as I go. Maybe eventually I'll get more cameras or get one of those cool little Stream Deck things, get some sound effects, get some music. I'm purposely keeping it simple for now. And I think if you're constrained by time, if you feel like you really want to make a podcast, but you don't have much time during the week, constrain yourself. Like, put some constraints, put some limitations, make, like, the bare minimum product. What's the minimum viable product that you can create and put out there? Because the goal should be to finish and publish something, not to create the greatest, most amazing thing in the world, but to finish and publish something. Hopefully it's something that you can be proud of. And it's okay to practice too. Like do some practice runs if you're concerned, if you're still learning. Definitely helps to get a little familiar with the recording process, the editing process. Learning that stuff can take a long time, and it's okay to practice. If you create something you're really not happy with it, figure out why, figure out how you can do it better next time. It's okay not to publish, but the goal should be to finish and publish something. All right, so let's do a quick little recap. As soon as my program will scroll down. Here we go. All right, so a quick little recap. Get clear on why you want to make a podcast. Talk to somebody you trust about why you want a podcast. It's helpful to have a clear understanding of that. Write it down. Ask yourself if a podcast is really what you want or need to be spending time and energy on right now. Make sure you're taking care of yourself so you can create something to share with others. Make a list of things that you need to learn and things that you need to do. This can help you, this can make it a little bit easier to actually make progress on your thing. Get clear on when you're going to work on the show. So block off time on your calendar to work on it. You'll need to make a commitment to show up and do the work and finish something. Get clear on how much time you can devote on a daily or weekly or monthly basis to making your podcast. Don't try to make it perfect. Make it finished, not perfect. And finished, not perfect is a video that I'm going to link to here in a second. It's okay to set big goals, but be honest and realistic about what you can accomplish and finish right now. So I hope this helped. I hope this helped you if you're struggling with procrastinating. If you have struggled with procrastination in the past and have overcome it, and you have a bit of advice or a tip that you found really helpful, something that worked for you that I didn't talk about here, please leave a comment on the YouTube video for this episode and share it with a broader community. We'd love to hear from you. So a couple of helpful resources I wanted to share related to this topic, to this episode. The first one is a slide deck called So You Want to Start a Podcast. And this is from Rachel Ward. I saw this a couple of weeks ago and I thought it was really, really good. Talks about a lot of this, a little bit of the same stuff that I talked about in this episode, but some really good questions, some really good points. Definitely check that out. And links in the show notes, which you can find either on YouTube or on my website, Podcasting with Aaron. Look for episode 87, how to stop procrastinating and start podcasting. The next one is an article from marketing showrunners Molly Dolovan called What Does It Cost to Make a Podcast? So this is really good as well. Talks about tools, hosting service, marketing, events, really gives you a good overview, I think, of what it takes to be successful with a podcast. Next, a video called Finish Not Perfect that I mentioned earlier from my friend Jake Parker. Really just a minute and 22 seconds of really, really good message. Focus on finishing stuff, not making it perfect. And then finally, an article about habit stacking. I was talking about that earlier from James Clear. This is a really good concept and it really works. All right, let's see. Question and answers. So the Q&A section for this week, got a question from Matt G. email from the Food Under Fire podcast. Matt says, or wrote rather, I've been having a lot of fun with my show. I have dedicated myself to getting better and better with every part of the process, yet I still feel like there is a lot to be improved. Welcome to the club, Matt. For example, the thing that's driving me the craziest right now is volume. It always seems kind of off to my ears, It sounds one way on Logic, but then I upload it and the dynamics seem off. My voice is too quiet or loud. Same with the music. What part of the process would rectify that? Better mixing? All right, thanks for the question, Matt. While equipment does play a role in getting good sound quality, from what you told me about yours, and he elaborated, he's using Shure SM58 mics and recording into a Zoom H6, I do think that better mixing and mastering should be what you focus on learning to improve the sound quality of your show. So if you're doing the best that you can in the recording stage, which means good mic technique, you know, like not having the mic too far away from people, And then also setting input gain levels correctly so that you're getting the proper input gain volume, not too loud, not too quiet. Then the mixing and the mastering stage is really where you're going to kind of fix any issues that need fixing, and then also polish up the sounds. And I'd recommend investing time learning in noise removal, compression, limiting, and using a loudness meter. And I have already made a video introduction to these topics called How to Process Podcast Vocals in Logic Pro 10. It's on my YouTube channel, and I'll include a link in the show notes. This video will really help you get started if you haven't dove into those tools that are actually already built into Logic Pro X, their plugins. So you'll see more about that in the video. I recommend checking that out. So wanted to make a note about the music being too loud issue. This is a common one, and it's actually easier to fix than you might think. So if you have music that sounds too loud to you in your podcast, turn it down. Like trust your ears. You know, your ears will tell you whether something is louder or not loud enough. So don't worry too much about getting it right in terms of like setting levels or anything. Listen to what your ears are telling you. If you notice it, it's probably too loud. With a lot of music, you kind of want it to sit underneath everything and not be noticeable, kind of provide a backdrop. So watch a tutorial video about automation if you're not already familiar. This is a way to automatically like change the volume level of a music track over time. So that way you just don't, you know, you don't have to just set the level, the fader for the music track and just have that. You can have it be loud at the beginning, and then as soon as you start talking, you can drop it, you know, way underneath your voice. Another tip I wanted to give you, Matt, is try downloading an MP3 file of a podcast that you think sounds really good, and then start comparing your finished exported MP3 files to that file. So do like an A/B test. It's going to take some time and experimentation and learning for sure, but you'll get better with practice and effort. See how that file sounds, see how loud it is, see if you can make your MP3 file sound that good. So good luck, Matt, and thanks for the question. All right, for news and recommendations this week, the IAB issued some measurement guideline updates. Those of you who know may have already read this article, but it is worth checking out. So this is from the soundsprofitable.com newsletter. And this has to do with how podcast downloads and streams are measured and reported. So we're digging into. I've read this article, but I haven't actually read the updated guidelines. So I need to get around to doing that. Hopefully this next week. But I wanted to call it out. And then next, 14 podcast predictions for 2021 from industry leaders. This is an article published by Steve Pratt over at Pacific Content. And I'll just read you an excerpt here. Every year around this time, we ask some of the smartest thinkers in podcasting an important question: what's next? Often the predictions are surprisingly accurate, although not surprisingly, no one predicted a global pandemic at this time last year. So where is podcasting heading in 2021? We asked industry leaders for their predictions and identified four major themes. Number one, consolidation and industry growth. Number two, new content strategies. Number three, tech innovation in content ads and distribution. And number four, diversity. So it is. This is a great article, absolutely worth digging into and reading. Really cool to see what everyone, a lot of people who work in podcasting have to say about the industry and where it's going. So check it out and follow some of these people on Twitter. The CEO of the company I'm currently working for, Chartable, Dave, had some really good things to say too, as well as Dane from Simplecast. So, yeah. Oh, we're so nerdy about podcasting. Okay, that's it. Next week's topic is going to be how to start a podcast 2020 edition. So my question for you is, if you want to start a podcast, if you haven't started a podcast yet, but you want to, what questions do you have about it? Or what do you find the most intimidating about it? Or if you already have a podcast, what advice would you give, or what tips would you give to the folks who want to start one? let me know on Twitter. I'm at the podcast dude. Leave a comment on this YouTube video or send an email to Aaron at thepodcastdude.com. Thanks to everyone who sent me messages and comments last week. I definitely appreciate you. And I always appreciate comments, feedback, and reviews. So be sure to check in and let me know how I'm doing. And also let me know how you're doing. So happy podcasting. Thanks again for listening and watching. And I'll see you next week. Do the peace sign for some reason, rock and roll sign. I don't know, something.